Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we'll just say thank you for making this day possible. It is beautiful. It is glorious. It is wonderful. Heavenly Father, do what only you can do. Speak to us this morning. Open our hearts. Let us be blessed. And let the glory be yours in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Phillips and Christina, I have a message for you. About a week ago, I was thinking about what I would say today. And I had it very clearly. What is in your hands? And I was wondering, what is in your hands? That thing is, that statement is in the Bible. So I went back to the Bible. It's in Exodus chapter 4, verse 2. It says, so the Lord said to him, what is in your hands? God was talking to Moses. And he said, a rod. A rod. You know, God asked Moses to lead the children from Egypt to the promised land. Moses, like any of us, will be afraid. So he was scared. And he was wondering, I need a sign from you, God. They won't believe me. How would they believe that you spoke to me? And God said, what is in your hands? Moses said, it's a rod. To Moses, it was a staff. It was a rod. But to God, it was an instrument for God to perform his miracles. And I'm sure you're Bible scholars. You know how many miracles that rod did. That rod parted the Red Sea. That same rod brought water out of the rock. When Moses dropped that rod, it became a serpent. That same rod. So the question I'll be asking you this morning, Phillips and Christiana, is that what you have a rod that has been handed over to you this morning. It's a staff of marriage. It's a rod of marriage. To you, it's just a rod. But God has given you an instrument to perform what? His miracles. Let me just say one or two things that the rod will do. I won't take your time. Number one, the rod has been given to you this morning has taken aloneness away. You are no more alone. Abi? You are not Mr. and Mrs. Abi? You have become two. Two, it has taken the stigma of being alone. That's rod. That rod has the potential of taking loneliness away. But mind my words. I said what? The potential. Because there are a lot of couples that are married, but they are still lonely. You can be lonely in a crowd. That rod that has been handed over to you this morning has the potential to take away loneliness. But most importantly, that rod that you've been given to this morning, handed over to you, is a rod of unity. Do you know what unity does? Do you know the power of two? The Bible says, one will chase what? Eh? One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 2,000. Why is it not 2,000? Why is it not 2,000? Calculation. One, we chase 1,000. Mathematically, two should chase what? 2,000. But it says two, which is 10,000. Like my reverend says, if there were 2,000 people following you, they want to catch you. Eh? And 5,000 chasing her, they want to catch her. 5 plus 2 is what? 7. And you will now combine as a team. How many do you have? 10,000. You can deal with the 7,000. It's a rod. What is in your hands? What has God given to you this morning? It's a rod. It's a rod for God's miracle. Matthew 18, verse 19. It says, again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning one or two things, is that what the Bible says? Huh? Concerning maybe one or two things. He says, if you agree on earth concerning anything, and I mean anything, whether it is health, finance, business, career, concerning anything is anything. Two of you on earth agree concerning anything. You have the rod. The rod has been given to you this morning. I had it so clear. What is in your hands concerning anything? You have a problem with health? Agree. Have a problem with work? Agree. Have a problem with business? Agree. And I'm not speaking to you theory. It has worked for me over and over and over and over again. It's a rod. No matter where I'm speaking, no matter where I'm speaking, where I'm preaching, wherever my wife is across the globe, she must pray for me. This morning she's in Port Harcourt. As I was driving close, she was sleeping because she didn't sleep overnight. I had to call her. Oh, are you almost in church? I said, yes. Okay, let us pray. I am conscious of that rod that God placed in my hands 26 years ago. What is in your hands? Concerning anything. Is it health? I agree. Is it your finances? I agree. Are you looking for a job? I agree. Do you want to go to Canada? I agree. Concerning anything, he says it will be done by my Father in heaven. You see, but the problem, is that rod is either unused, misused, or abused. Did you get me? That rod is either some people, They don't use it at all. They have given you that rod now. You keep it in your under your bed. You don't use it. Or you misuse it. Or you abuse it. Moses, the children of Israel, they were crying. They need water. And Moses went to God. And God told Moses, okay, go to the rock and speak to the rock. What did Moses do? He went to the rock and struck with the rod. He misused the rod. He abused the rod. And because of that, what happened? He didn't enter the promised land. You've been given a rod this morning. Don't abuse it. Don't misuse it. Don't unuse it. Use it well. Sometimes that rod, you can be confused. You know, I said unuse, misuse, abuse. Sometimes you can be confused. When Moses got and the children, when they got to the Red Sea, there was a Red Sea in front of them. But who was coming at the back? Pharaoh was coming at the back. And those guys were crying. But you know what? The rod was still in the hand of Moses. And Moses had seen what God had done with the rock. But the rod was weak. So he was confused. He was confused. What did he do? He went back to God. And God said, that rod is still there. Stretch it. He said, stretch the rod. And what happened? The Red Sea parted. And they walked on dry ground. When you are confused with the rod of marriage, when things are looking gloomy, you don't have an answer anymore, things are not okay anymore, please go back to the one that has given you the rod. My reverend is just a servant of God. God is the one that gave you the rod. He's the one that instituted marriage. So go back to him. He will instruct you. He will direct you. He will guide you. But as you continue this journey from this day, never forget what is in my hands. It's not just a rod. It's an instrument for miracle. It's an instrument for fruitfulness. It's an instrument for dominion. It's an instrument for enlargement. It's an instrument for sexual satisfaction. There's so many things embedded in that rod that has been given to you. Christiana and Phillips, don't misuse it. Don't abuse it. And whenever you're confused, go back to God. Shall we pray?